Ooh, nice.
Good to see you again, Troy.
Likewise. Steve.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. I got the spot for you right here.
Perfect. Hey, you can watch your words come right out.
Let's go.
That's my question.
You guys are the best.
How does it feel to be back in this quick ramp up?
Yeah, first of all, it's super exciting for us to be back on a baseball field, back where we all belong. And you know, there was some time spent away, and I'm just super excited for a couple of reasons. You know, get back out there, let the fans see what we're all about, and you know. That works both ways. We're excited to be out here for the fans and allow them to connect with us. And something I mentioned today in the time that I spent with the guys before we started our day, you know, we're obligated. We're Arizona Diamondbacks. We're obligated to reconnect with those fans and get back out here, get our work done, and get ready for opening day. We know things are abbreviated. We know that things are going to be ramped up. But we've prepared for this. We've budgeted for this. We've been having conversations over the past month as a staff. We've been here watching a lot of player development get their work done. So we're prepared. We knew what the landscape was. We knew what the guidelines would be. And we're going to get a lot of work done in the next several weeks and be ready for opening day.
Is it weird for you not to be able to talk to any of your guys during the lockout? Off from all your players?
It was. I think you guys know how connected I am to the guys, and I enjoy connecting throughout the course of the off season, just to see how they're doing and see what their progress is like. So yeah, it was difficult for me. But what I can tell after missing the time away, that they were working hard on their own. They were getting the job done to come in here and have a very productive camp. So I'm happy about that. And it's nice to be back out in front of them.
Is building the roster kind of, I mean, I know you always do that during spring training, but, you know, with free agents coming in and, you know, just the signings, just everything's a little more in flux even than normal.
Yeah.
Or will you just kind of deal with that as it comes?
Yeah, everything's a little amplified and moving pretty quick, no doubt about it. And like I said, we were aware of these challenges. As far as any of the acquisitions or any of the moves that will take place or have taken place, I know our front office is doing an incredible job. They're working their butts off, as they always do, to make additions to this ball club. And, you know, we're having conversations every single day about what it'll take to make this ball club complete. So, you know, what I did today is just take the group of guys that I was able to get my eyes on and pay attention to them. And I just wanted to make sure that that they were in the type of shape that I thought they would be in. And like I said, I've been very pleased with where they were. And so it was exciting for me to be with the guys here today that we do have right now.
How was it just to your message today, Joe? We got you. I got it.
The sign hold-up guy. Sponsor hold-up guy. Thank you. I'm sorry, the message, just to my
just,
message. Take care of today and win today. And that's it. That's all. That's as far as I want. I didn't go into anything else about, you know, the broad, full expectation. We all know where we want to get to. Every team has the same type of conversation about where they're trying to get to, but I'm not going that far. So win today. And do everything you can to not waste today and get better.
Story on that though, Madison said he still hasn't really shaken off last year's team.
Yeah.
Record. I mean, how did you process that through the off season and now going into turning the page now?
Yeah. It was a rough off season, I'm not gonna lie. I know what my responsibility is to get this thing turned around. I think we're all collectively accountable to get this thing turned around. And my off season, I did a lot of reflection, and you know, I want to make sure that we get things pushed in a good direction here and give these fans an opportunity to see a winner. So I'm not. It's the type of season we had last year is nothing I'm going to be talking about moving forward with the players, but it's motivating me and it gets me going. It gets me charged up, and I get out of bed with a lot to prove to myself and the people around me every single day. And I think Bump's probably referring to that as well. We got a bitter taste in our mouth. What I think happens is winners find a way to learn from their mistakes and they turn that into growth. And I think that's the way I'm looking at it.
Troy, what spots do you think are up for grabs on your team? Maybe one spot in your rotation, third base, some open spots, anything else spring line?
Yeah, it's hard for me to say right now. I haven't pinpointed exactly what's going on. I think you guys know the roster and the construction of it and the players that we have here. So it's easy to speculate right now. I haven't had any conversations with any players yet, so I'm not going to dig into any roles or any projected roles for any of the players right now. I'll give you that information, but out of fairness to what I want to get out of these players, I want to sit down with them first, talk about what my expectations are, and it's going to be competitive, and everybody's going to be competing. Everybody's going to go out there and earn what they possibly can, everything they possibly can. That's going to be my message when I get in front of them. But you guys are smart. You know where the positions are and the spots are, and you're watching our workouts and you see where guys are slotted and where they're standing, and they're doing that on their own. We haven't had any conversations, so I think it's fairly obvious. They know as well as anybody. So you guys can pay attention for right now. But I'll get into that with you guys in the coming weeks probably.
Are other guys that were in your bullpen, like Caleb comes to mind, that mm-hmm. guys that were in your bullpen last year who were like stretching out this spring just yeah. to have the length available?
Yeah, I'm not to get into anything specific because I haven't had these conversations with the guys and I don't want to hear it this way first. But you bring up a really good point. We feel like because of the ramped up, abbreviated spring training, that we might not be able to stretch out as many guys as we need to. So we got to figure out a way if we're going to piggyback, if we're going to start somebody and then drop, one inning relievers behind them. I'm not sure. I will say that we've talked about stretching out as many guys as we possibly can.
As the players have checked back in, mm-hmm. Over the weekend, is there any health issues that we should be aware of, or is there anybody that should be here that's not here?
I got a lot to cover there for you guys. We have a couple players that are not here. They have had some issues with their travel getting in here. They wanted to be here, but they're traveling internationally, and we know what that challenge is like. And this thing ramped up in a hurry. So it's Yuseta and Melanson, but they're scheduled to be here today. And as far as the injuries go, yes, we have a couple of guys that I want to make you aware of. Cattell, I think you guys saw today. I think he was wearing sunglasses while he was in front of you. He's got an eye infection and he'll be day to day. So, I think it was during the travel. I think he had a little bit of discomfort, but we're getting that squared away. Zach Gallen, through his throwing program during the off season, came up with a little shoulder stiffness. So we had an MRI done on that. We did not have an MRI. Zach had an MRI done on his own. The information came to us that he had bursitis. So his progression might be a little slow right now at this point. Scheduled to throw a bullpen tomorrow. Scheduled to throw a couple bullpens this week.
Did that keep him out? Does that put opening day at all in jeopardy for him?
I don't know that answer right now. We'll find out in the coming days about how he's feeling. But all indications is he's feeling very, very good. It's just his progression was delayed a little bit in the offseason. Look, I need to make sure that I let you guys know this. Typically, when we say goodbye to these players, the offseason is one that we are extremely hands-on about. And this was such a unique situation where we were unable to gather information about where these guys were, and we were getting secondhand news the best way that we could, because obviously we care about our guys. So as we were getting information and it was coming in, it's still coming in, and the off-season programs, we couldn't follow exactly with what they were doing. So over the past 4 days, we have been on a crash course, and our medical team has been doing an incredible job to get where these guys are at. And based on the information that they're sharing, that they've shared with us, and based on what I saw today, it all matches. But we're going to still take a very conservative approach for the first couple of days.
Overall, are you satisfied with the work that the players did on their own to stay in shape? Do you feel like they came in as ready as you would expect?
Very satisfied. And I can tell that, you know, the way guys' bodies are working, the way arms are working, and the way balls are coming off of bats and BP, that these guys have been doing a really nice job of getting after it and taking care of their business during the off season. Once again, it's tough for us because we are so hands-on as an organization, but I trusted that they were working out, and nobody's let me down so far. I do not.
How closely were you following the negotiations over the last few weeks, and were you expecting there to be any sort of spring training up before prior to last week?
Yes, I certainly felt like there was going to be a resolution. I don't know what was going on inside of each camp, so I can't give you any details there. But I felt that they were going to find some common ground and get it done. And we're proud that the fact that they did. And was I following it? Absolutely. And you know, we're all fans, and we wanted to get back out there, and we're glad that it happened.
Did you experience the 94 strike as a player?
I did.
Were you in the majors at that point, or were you?
I was.
Well, I mean, what was that like to go through?
It was awkward. It was very awkward having the season. You know, I was still working out, getting as prepared as I possibly could, and then I'll never forget. I mean, there was no social media back in 1994. There was only ESPN, right? And I'll never forget watching ESPN, and the ticker came across and it said Bud Selig canceled the remainder of the major league season. It was a hard time. It was a very hard time for baseball. And once again, we have responsibility as an organization. We have a responsibility industry-wide to win back our fans and show them that we really care about them, and they matter to us.
Did you say Melanes was coming from out of the country, or did he just had some travel issues?
He was traveling internationally. Okay. Yeah.
Tori, you and a lot of the other members of the coaching staff were playing in '94. So, mm-hmm. with what you experienced from coming back there, is mm-hmm. there any lessons you've learned from that you can maybe pass on to the players now, given the public image recovery that they need to do?
I like to speak from firsthand experience when I can. It was a long time ago, and these guys get tired of hearing the old war days, stories about the old war days. I will say this, thank goodness for Cal Ripken. I think he revitalized baseball with his amazing accomplishment of consecutive games played, and the fans came back out to support that, and that was a pretty special time for baseball. But the fan support was very lean. I wasn't a big leaguer to start the 1995 season, but we were all paying attention to it. The fans made a statement, and I wanted to just make sure that our guys are aware of what their responsibility is inside of our organization to reconnect.
What are some of your reactions to the rule changes, like the universal DH and the next season?
I'm not exactly sure what has and what has not been made official. I do know that the universal DH is now in play, and first of all the rule changes, I trust what Major League Baseball is trying to do to create some excitement and run scoring opportunities. My mind works a little bit differently than the traditional DH. Traditional DH, I enjoyed the pitcher hitting, and there was an extra layer of strategy that was added into it. So I've been a part of the American League for a long time. I'll make the adjustment. It's going to be a little bit different, and I think it's going to help us score some runs, and it's going to help us win some baseball games. So I'm real excited about it.
Seth Beer fully healthy, able to do all
the spinning? He is. Correct. Seth Beer is fully healthy. Yeah. Yeah. I did watch his bullpen, and you know, he looks like he came in pretty good shape. I thought he was throwing the baseball where he wanted to for the most part, and you know, you can just tell by looking at Bum when you say hello to him if if he's done his work and he's ready to roll, and that's what my interaction told me today. So when he came out through that bullpen, I felt very good about it. What does he have to do? You know, we got to remember, Bum got on an incredible run last year. He got on a really good run where it was 6-plus innings. He was keeping us in the baseball game. He was giving us a chance to win a baseball game. I don't want him to be any better than that. Just walk onto the mound every fifth day and get a chance to win a baseball game. And that comes through the hard work that he's putting right now and the preparation that he's going to do before every start.
You got him in the DH mix?
No, I do not. I think I read something where he said he didn't even order bats this year, right? We'll keep him on the bench, yeah. Okay. We should have that covered for right now.
No late inning pinch hit?
I know I did that last year one time. I went in his direction over a position player because I was looking for a little bit of slug. I don't think that's going to be in the cards this year. But never say never. I don't know.
With the not having to worry about pinch hitting for pitchers, mm-hmm. Do you think league-wide that starters are going to go deeper in games now possibly?
I think it's a possibility. You guys are all National Leaguers. You've been following it for a long time. And yeah, I've had to clip starters well before their time to sacrifice that for some run scoring ability, or sacrifice their start for the run scoring ability. So yes, I think you're going to see some pitchers go a little deeper in the game. When to pull that trigger is going to be obviously the biggest decision I'll have to make during the course of the starter's outing. It takes away those extra layers. It might take a little bit of extra pressure on me. To be honest with you, my stress level started to go up when that pitcher was coming up the second time in the batting order, or potentially the third time in the batting order, because I never wanted to stop somebody from having a great outing, but I would need to from time to time.
Will it change? Will the guys pitchers still go through bunting drills and stuff this spring, or not now because they don't have to? You don't really envision seeing them, yeah. So you don't have to do that with them.
Correct.
Take any.
Correct. Yeah. You know, as far as bunting goes, we're projecting that it's gonna continue to fall apart in this game, right? I don't think you're gonna see a lot of sacrifice bunting. However, we did practice our bunt plays today because certain teams will do it, and we will too, at a very critical time in the game, late innings, extra innings. To help us win a baseball game, so we got to be fundamentally prepared for that from a defensive standpoint. But offensively, I don't think you're gonna see the pitchers bunting yet. We're not gonna practice that.
Torrey, I know you said you guys kind of budgeted, prepared. Mm-hmm. Was this weekend still kind of a blitz for you? Was it crazy, or you were all ready to go?
Very much so. You know, when I caught word that there was an agreement, you know, we immediately hunkered down in the office and we started to really drive into some of our concepts and some of our beliefs and making sure that we were going to figure out how to teach these guys. We talked about the why a lot. I think we always answer that question here, and we got to make sure when we talk about instruction that the players, if they ask why, that we know what we're talking about. So yeah, we started to have a lot of really, really in-depth meetings. It was probably 4 or 5 straight days of meetings. And yeah, we were all a little underwater, a little exhausted by the end of the day, but we've been, like I said, we've been budgeting for this time, and I asked our schedule maker to budget for 3 weeks. I said, they're going to probably prepare for 4, but all of a sudden they're going to pull a fast one on us and give us 3 weeks. So we were prepared for as little as 3 weeks, and we got the extra week involved. So we're prepared, we're ready to go. But it's been a lot of meetings, a lot of intense conversations with a lot of every staff member, and just making sure that we're trump tight and ready to go for today.
Torrey, I know it's not ideal, but did you find an advantage in getting to see the minor league mini camp and seeing those guys kind of exclusively without the rest of the guys in camp?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we talked about. It's probably mid-December. And I think the entire staff was really excited about being able to connect with some of our young, younger prospects. A lot of our best young Latin talent that normally would be down in Latin America and the DR performing. And then also to connect with staff members that we haven't had a chance to see in a while. You got to remember, in 2020, we didn't see anybody. 2021, our camp was here. We basically had left. Minor league camp moved in. So the staff members didn't get a chance to overlap a little bit. Get a chance to overlap at all. So it's been nice for us, not only from a player standpoint, for us to identify and pay attention to some of these names that we've been reading about, but also reconnect as a staff, and that's been very healthy for all of us.
You don't have too many of your very best prospects in this
league. Yeah. You're talking about Nelson and Jameson, those group of guys, and some position players as well. I can give you the best answer possible. I think it is centered around the fact that we needed to ramp them up and prepare them for a projected start date for spring training games. So they are playing in a lot of inter-squad games. Their spring training schedule starts tomorrow against opponents. But we needed to have a group of players ready, because I'm not going to ask any of the players that got here today to be ready on the 17th. All of those players that are going to be playing a game one on that field against the Rockies for spring training are going to be coming from minor league camp. And they're in a competitive, very competitive atmosphere right now, and they're going to be ready to step into that arena as soon as possible. We feel like if we brought them here, they'd be way ahead of everybody, and they wouldn't get the necessary reps to make sure that they're ready to go there. So that was an early progression or an early conversation that we had. Let's make sure a team is ready to go there. Let's keep them in their progression and player development. Correct. We've talked about revisiting that over the weekend. So over the weekend following the opening. So that'll be next weekend. I don't know what that answer is. Today was the first day that I saw guys on a baseball field together performing and functioning beyond a couple days of BP, a couple days of bullpens, whatever it was. We wanted to see what they look like. So we're going to throw that all into the search engine and figure out when they will step back onto the field and get into that arena. But it won't be on. It won't be day one. It won't be day two. We'll revisit it on the weekend.
I think with the reality of ramping pitchers up, are you going to be probably a little bit more dependent on your bullpen the first 2 weeks than even you normally are during the initial start of the season?
Yeah, and I think it goes back a little bit to Zach's question, right? Who are you going to ramp up? How many are you going to ramp up? They're going to try and ramp up as many as possible, because we're going to have to absorb some innings, a lot of innings out of our bullpen. So it's going to be tricky. We haven't really done this. I think we did a little bit of it in 20, where everything was very condensed. But that was a time where we had our players. We knew what they were doing. We knew during the time down. So we still have to evaluate everybody. So those evaluations you guys were a part of today, we were watching, seeing these live BPs. We're going to continue to do that. But we're going to definitely need to stretch some guys out and make sure we can absorb some innings as a staff and not wear down certain bullpen pieces.
Do you feel that having the DH now could potentially allow you guys to not play guys in so many different positions this season?
I think pushing the DH aside, I think we are a little more situationally aware of the importance of keeping guys in one spot and recognizing and identifying the ones that can create some versatility for me in creating a lineup that's going to be able to attack from different angles. So, we're learning on the fly here. I really don't think it has much to do with the DH, but I think you're going to see a little bit more. You're going to see a little less movement from certain guys in moving around the diamond. Now, you may see guys moving from left to right. You may see a guy move from first to third. You may see a guy who's going to play the right side of the diamond move from first to right. We're going to try and create as much continuity as possible for the guys to have as much success as possible.
Thanks, Tori.
Okay, guys. Yeah, for sure. We'll see you tomorrow.
It's 8 days.
Oh, shoot.